Okay, so let's continue. So we're doing continuing Chatzitza, and remember there's a three machlokas between Rashi, Tosas, and Tosas Red about Chatzitza. So the basic halacha is Rachat is Misar Ramayim, so Yadav Chutz is Misar Ramayim. Right? You shouldn't have any Chatzitza. Okay, fine. So then, of course, then comes along, it's like halacha Mishmishin, it seems, is that only chatzitza issue is if it's rov and makbid, right? Rov and makbid. If it's not rov and makbid, then the rice is okay, right? So the question is, what's that talking about? Is that talking about your body? Is it talking about your hair? Is it talking about both, right? Or, right, that's the question, right? Okay. So so that was the question. So if you recall, so Tosus just says, by both, it's both by your body and by your hair, right? Same thing, right? Same thing. Okay, but the Rashi learned, no, that by your body, any chatzitza is a problem. Any chatzitza. By your hair, it's saying it depends. Since your hair is a tafel to the basar, it's sufficient, it has a lesser requirement of chatzitza, a lower requirement of chatzitza, right? And as long as it's not rov hamakbid, that's not a problem, right? Okay. And then, if you recall, Tazrid was an in-between position. But let's hold off on Tazrid for a second. Okay? So we started to say like this, is that, remember, two different possibilities. Okay. So we're wondering, is like, if a chatzitza is a posel, if you say chatzitza is a posel of tefillah, right? So then in theory, why should we only be a posel of rov? Right? Posel is a posel. It's a difference if it's rover, but the miyot of makos, not makos. I mean, posel means you're doing your tefillah, but you've got something which is a chutz, which is blocking between you and your skin. Right? So then you'll say that that's, right? That if that's the case, then in theory, anything should be a chatzitza. Right? But I think we said there's another way to look at a chatzitza, which is that when you're doing tefillah, is like you're immersing your whole body, but the immersing of your body is creating, like, has like a character of rinsing off, of washing your body, right? So as the ma'isa tefillah should have a character of washing your body, right? Rochatz b'sar v'mayim, so the rochatz b'sar v'mayim, that you're doing rochatz, you're being rochatz your body, while you're through immersing, you're washing your body. Right? It's like the character of the action is that you're not, it's not just being immersing it, but you're being rochatz your body. If you have a chatzitza on rov of your body, so then it's like you're not doing wash, you're not washing your body. You're not rinsing your body, you're not being rochatz your body. Because the character of the action becomes defined as not really one of washing your body. Right? It would be like we said, you go in the shower with your clothes on. Right? It doesn't have a quality of washing your body. Right? So while technically you're doing the mice of immersing, submerging, but it doesn't have a character of washing your body. Right? Now, what we said is that to have the character, it's sufficient to be, as long as you don't have a robe, so if you don't have a rov chatzitza, then you'll say, look, it still has the character of being washing your body, rinsing your body. Because immersing naturally is immersing your body. So as long as you don't have a mafsik on rov, a chatzitza on rov, then it doesn't undermine the character. Right? And even if you do have a chatzitza, if you view it as part of your body because it's enomak, because it's enomak, so then also it doesn't undermine the character. Alright? Because that's the way the character means, the way you consider the action that's happening, but since this is really functionally part of your body. So you don't say that it undermines the character of the of the action. Alright? But that's if you're looking at chatzitza as a problem that it undermines the character of the action. If you look at chatzitza as like a posel, simply the physical separation between the water in your body is a posel, so then why should it be a posel? Why should posel matter? whether you consider it part of your body or not. Bottom line is, it isn't part of your body. And therefore, it should be a bozo. And what's the difference if it's rov or not? See, rov and makbid are relevant in the framework of characterizing the action, of undermining the character of the action. You define the character in an overall way, and you also define the character based on the way you relate to this as part of your, if it's not part of your. But again, as a poso, it means if there's a physical chotzeis, it's a poso, then what's the difference? Anything poso should be a poso. Right? So we said, according to the Tosos, the whole din of the Halacha is teaching that the din of chatzita is not a poso per se. The din of chatzita is ikov in the characterizing of the tefillah. And therefore, the character of the tefillah, and therefore, it's the only problem of chatzita is if it's rov makbid. Otherwise, there's no problem. Okay? Whether it's your hair, whether it's your body. We said, according to Rashi, essentially, on your body, for example, and culturally the chotzit. So really, chotzit is the posel. So then, the question is, but now it comes along by hair. So then there's two possibilities. Either by hair, you say, this we weren't sure. Either by hair, it's similar to tosos. That since a hair, the whole din of extending it to your hair is a chumma, is a super added din. That it's tufel to your basar. So that's all that's necessary is that the immersion characterized as an immersion of your hair. There's no din of a posel. By your body, there's a posel, and therefore kosel. But by your hair, there is no din of a posel. It just has to be that the immersion and the character of the action has to apply to your hair as well. So that's why rov makbid kicks in when it comes to your hair. Or, right, or you say Rashi stays within his framework. That really rov is a posel. I'm sorry, really chatzitza is a posel. Chatzitza is a posel. The only thing is, since hair is a tafel, the only posel is going to be if it's a significant, a chashiv or chatzitza. Chashiv, namely, in quantity and in quality. Namely, it's rov, and also it's bothersome, if you view it as like an external thing. But if it doesn't have those characters, then it's like a minor, insignificant chatzitza. And since the hair is only a tafel, there are more mekel, there was more mekel on the shem chatzitza by your hair. Right? Those, I think, were, that's what we said so far. Am I correct? Any questions or comments?
No, I think that's what you did so far. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. So according to Rashi, you have two different possibilities on the hair.
Yeah, right. We're not sure.
Right? One of it is a chatzitza, but it can only be a posel if it's both.
Right, exactly. It's still the same din of normal din of chatzitza, just a separate, like a chumra, a kula, if you will, that only a super duper chatzitza posel. Yeah, because of the tafel, right? Or you don't even have the posel by your hair.
Split. Yeah, you don't have posel by your hair, you only have posel by body, but by hair, he's looking at it like tosis.
Right, that's
the character
exactly.
Of the
character. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Right, okay, good. Ellie, Ken, are we good?
Yep.
Then the machlokes would be if the character of the action applies to both or only to the hair.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. I mean, you know, the machlokes is even bigger. It has to look at the underlying din of chatzitza in the first place, right? By your body.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so Netosis Red really goes like Rashi, that it's really only on your hair. Rov and Makbid is on your hair. But by Basar, he says even a kosher is chatzitz. The only thing is, he agrees that if it's anal Makbid, on your basar, then it's okay. Right? So he agrees, he does have the split between body and hair, but he says that there is a leniency of anal makbid is even a leniency by your body. Right? Right, so how does he learn? Why, if you're telling me that it's a posel on your body, so then how's the anal makbid gonna help you? Right? That's why kosher is posel, so it doesn't matter about characterizing it, it's a posel. But still, he learns that by your body, there's a din of a psul, there's a din of an enomach, that is still going to be okay. Let me look if I took a picture of this. I can't remember.
How did Tosfos Rid hold by hair?
Tosfos Rid by hair. He says by hair he holds. You need Rov and Makra. It's only only problem if it's Rov and Makra. I mean, everyone agrees by hair, right? I guess this is interesting. Everyone agrees by hair. Hair is clear that a hair is only a chatita if it's rov makra. It's right, this is interesting. Maybe it's the way to line up fact. Everyone agrees by hair the only chatita if it's rov makra. The question is, what about by body? According to Tosfos, also by body, the only problem chatita is rov makra, right? According to Rashi, no, body, anything is a chatita. And Tosfos Rid is in between. Body, kosher, miyot is a chatzitza. Doesn't matter how much on the body, but you still need makot. Right? Right, the Tosfos holds there. Both limitations apply to your body as well. Rashi holds there's no limitations by body, and the Tosfos Rid holds you only have one limitation by your body. Namely, it has to be that you're makbid about it. If you're not makbid, it's okay. Right?
So the psul has to be a like a interruption between b'yisamayim and your basar. But if you're defining it as, and then it's a psul, no matter how much it is. But if you're defining that as part of your basar and it's not, then it's not going to interfere with the b'yisamayim.
What? Right. Yeah, right. I think you're right. I think he has to learn the din of enomakbid is that it's really defined as your basa. It's like bottle to the guff. I know there's a lesson like that in Rashi. But if you really hold the din that it's basically, if it's enomakbid, then it's bottle to your guff. Right? It's bottle to your guff. So it basically has a din of your guff. Halachically, it becomes bottle to your guff, at least in the context of the tefillah. So if that's the case, so it's true there's a posel of chatzitza. And given that it's a posel, it doesn't matter how big it is, a posel is a posel. But if it's in a makbid, it's working because, not because, the whole idea of in a makbid is because it's simply bottled to your gut. Right? So it's like, so by your hair, by your body, by your hair, it's saying it's only if so, let's say you say like the Tosfos, it's only if so if it characterizes the Maisa, right? If the Maisa becomes characterized, it's not hair, not on your hair. And therefore, it's only going to be Rov and Makbid. And that's why you need Rov. But it could be, according to Tosfos Rid, see, I guess that's the question, is between Tosfos and, between, I guess, Rashi and Tosfos Rid. He's like, what's the din of enomakbid? According to the Tosfos Rid, the din of enomakbid is simply it's bottled to your guff. It's bottled to your hair. If it's bottled, then it doesn't matter whether it's your hair or your guff. It's simply not even going to be a posel. But according to Rashi, enomakbid isn't bottled to your guff. It just, if since the soul by your hair is the character of the action is that you're not toveling your hair, you'll say, here it is, because you consider it like part of your hair. So in terms of the character of the action, it's not going to undermine the character of your action if it's in the market. Right? But that's fine by your guff, where it's about characterizing the action. Or your body, where there's a posel, it's going to be a posel. Right? Whereas Tosfos Rid is learning, even though it's true, there's a posel by your body, but the din of enomakbid means it's really bottled to your guff. So that's the question: is what's the din between Rashi and Tosfos Rid? What is the din of enomakbid? Is enomakbid entirely a din that it doesn't undermine the character of the tefillah? In which case, it's not going to apply to your guff, Where does it post, huh? What do you say? No, Eino Makrid is a different din. Eino Makrid is really bottled to your guf. It's part of your guf. It's going to apply both by your hair and by your body. This is simply not a chatzitza. Right? But Rove definitely is a chatzitza. If it's Miat, for example, it still is a chatzitza. It's just that it doesn't undermine the character. Yeah, but if you say by your guf, there's a din of a post level, then it's going to be a problem. Is that clear?
How is Rashi in this lineup?
So Rashi is learning that there's no such thing as batel tirgaf. According to Rashi, there's no such thing as batel tirgaf. There's just two things. There's by chatzitza, by body, chatzitza is a posel. Right? And therefore, posel is a posel. I don't care if it's rov, I don't care if it's miyad, I don't care if it's makbid, or ain't a makbid, chatzitza is a posel. No such thing as part of your guf. By your hair, by your hair, there's no din of a posel of chatzitza. There's just a din that you can't, the character of the action has to be a tefillah or a chitza of your hair. And a chatzitza, which is a miyad, or a chatzitza, which is an ain't a makbid, doesn't undermine the character. Right? But the whole din of Eino Makbid or Miyad are only applicable to your hair, where it's about the character of the action. But for your body, where it's a din of a posel, so the Eino Miyad or Eino Makbid, neither has any relevance. It's posel is a posel. Right? But the Tosas read, he agrees with Rashi that there are two types of tefillah. There's a tefillah of a posel and a tefillah of the character. Right? But he just says the reason why, and that's why Rove or Miyad is a problem. By your hair, only Rove is a problem, because that's what undermines the character. But by your body, even a Miyad is a posel, because posel is a posel. However, he holds that by both of them, Eino Makrid is going to be okay, because Eino Makrid has nothing to do with posel or character. Eino Makrid is a din that is simply bottled to the guf. It's not even a chotis in the first place. Right? And Tosfos learns, what?
This is just kind of a funny kind of bittel, like it's not dependent upon any shiur or
funny kind of bittel, but
and the same thing can be bittel for one person, not bittel for another.
Oh, well, first of all,
isn't it that the characteristic of washing?
What?
Wouldn't you say it's bottle for the character of washing? The character of washing
yeah.
Has to depend on the person.
You're right, and the framework of washing is bottle to the guf. You view it as part of your guf. Right, a guf is part of, defined by the person. But, I mean, we have to get into that. It's not so partial that it varies from person to person. It could be it goes by universal. That's Machlokes Rishon, I think. But I guess it's just saying is that something which is Eino Makbid or people aren't Makbid about, you just view that as part of the guf. I mean, that's the idea of batel, that it's not something alien to the guf. It's the guf. It's defined, identified as part of the guf itself. I think there's a Lashon Rashi. One second, I'll quote it for you. They have it in the system. Hold on a second.
Well, bittel here is like it doesn't exist.
The chatzitza.
The chatzitza, for the person, it doesn't exist. It's part of his guf.
Right.
It doesn't matter
right.
How much it is.
Right.
The different types of
yeah,
bittel, it's not a bittel
yeah,
like
the... Right, I mean, there's a Rashi, even though I don't know if this is what we want to say with Rashi, I'm not quite saying this in Rashi, but he says, Kima she'en umakbe lovo hasiru havike gufo. What we're learning for Rashi is not quite kigufo in that sense. It's just insofar as it's funny for Rashi, truth is. It's funny, so they say it's kigufo, but it's not really gufo, it has to be syro. Right, because he's saying by gufo, according to Rashi, they want him to say it doesn't matter. Right? So kigufo must mean it's kisairo. But I guess it means insofar as the character of the action is concerned. That's funny. Funny that Rashi only says that. Yeah.
But I get it now. Like it's bittel in terms of the rechitza. Bittel
yeah.
Of the guf in terms of the rechitza.
Yeah, right.
It would be like tefillah, not tefillah.
Yeah, I guess so. Right, you can say that. But it's not just that it's tefillah, it's that you say you are washing the body. You don't have something extraneous. It's like you are washing your body. Because in that sense, it's batal. It's not like you have something in between.
Like, you could have, like, the dough in the crack of the kneading trough is, like, batal to the trough.
Right.
Like that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. So let us move on from this now. What I'd like to do now, there's a few other, you know, issues that I got from the Sifta which kind of come up about regarding Chatzitza, okay? A few more different things. So first is the Gemara in Shabbos 57a, Rashi. Nun Zayin Ra'af, in Rashi. I'm sorry, in the Shabbos. So you want to pull up a Shabbos, or...
Nun. Nun Zion?
Nun Zion Ralph, yep.
Okay.
One second. I have to find where exactly I'll start here. It's the Rashi on Hanami Arigu. But this whole thing is talking about, I should see where that line is in the Gemara. If you know where it is. Hanami Arigu.
Nice small Rashi.
Yeah. Oh, that's just okay, fine. Okay, so maybe we have to take a look at this Gemara a little bit, yeah. So maybe we should start with let's read the Mishnah, okay? We may get some background here, okay? So b'may yishe yotza, b'may yishe eino yotza. So on Shabbos, what is a woman allowed to go out with, and what's she not allowed to go out with? Right, Rashi. B'may yishe yotza, d'have tachshit, v'lo maso, it's considered a tachshit. So a woman's allowed to, it's not hotza if you're wearing an adornment. But a masoi, a burden, something that you're carrying, that's a problem. So what's considered a tachshit, not a masoi? You could have a tachshit, but certain things are a tachshit, but goes to Barabana, and there or goes there, Dilma Mish Shalfa, Machel Chaverta, Hashibusa, maybe she'll remove it and show it to her friend, but Dilma Sui, Dalamas, and maybe she'll carry it. So certain things you can't wear because they're simply a masoi. And other things, they're a tachshit, but you can't wear because she may take it off. Okay? So, what's she allowed to go out? What's she allowed to go out? Lo teitze isha lo b'chutei tzemer, lo b'chutei pishtan. She can't wear strings of tzemer or pishtan, right? Lo b'ritzuos sheberosha, or with straps in her head. Rashi. So look at it. It says lo b'chutei tzemer pishtan ritzuos sheberosha shekolas bam seara that she uses to braid her hair, right? Sheberosha kulon koi. More first time, so I was going to explain why. So basically, she can't go out wearing these things in her hair. Okay? There's certain hair, the braids, whatever. Okay? Scrunchies. Whatever they are, right? The low titzvol by him, nor could she go on the mikvah with them. Right? Ad she tirafim, until she loosens them. Rashi, lo titzvol by him, mishem chatzitza. Ad she tirafim, she tatirim fast, that she loosens them, she refuyim, so that they're loose. Be a country of mayim, and himless air. The water will get in between them into the hair. Okay? Okay. So that's as far as we need. Okay? So basically, so you're not allowed to, she's not allowed to go out with these things, nor is she allowed to immerse with these things until she loosens them. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tfila, man, dakar shma. Who mentioned Tfila? Right? Why are we talking about Tfila? We're talking about the Shabbos here. Amar Nachum Reitzlach, Amar Rav Barbu, Amar Tam Kamar. What's the reason? It's explaining the reason. What's the reason why she can't wear these strands, these hair things? Because the Chacham said, she's not allowed to wear them until she loosens them. The kivin the becholo titzvah by matzah rafim. Since on kol she's not allowed to go on the mikvah unless she listens to them. The Shabbos lo teitzei, so to on Shabbos she can't go out. Dilma mitzrami lo tefilah, so maybe she's gonna have to go on the mikvah. Mishailo, and she's gonna end up loosening them because she has to. And she'll end up carrying. Okay? So basically, intrinsically, really, they wouldn't have been a chatzitza. I mean, they wouldn't have been masli. It would have been like part of her hair, part of her and her hair decorations. Tasha. But the only reason is because, the only reason why it's a chatzitza, it's a hotzah issue is because it's a chatzitza issue. So since it's a chatzitza issue, she has to remove it, and since she has to remove it, she might end up carrying it. So that's why it's bringing in the vila, right? Because vila is the whole reason why it's a problem on Shabbos. So far, so good? Okay. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. No, mirev Rav Kahana, mirev Kichi. Chalil tamai. What about a chalilta? Rashi, Sharsharos, Shalchutin, Chalulim v'agulos. So these like chains of strings which are like hollow and round. Mahu. Mai. Rashi. Arlukwab on Saira, could she braid her hair with them? Latis b'shabbat. Chain yachol mosakan, ledochkan aha fair b'chazaka. They're not possible. These things, you can't really tie them down too tightly. Okay, if you put them on your hair, because of their construction, they're not going to be able to be very tight. And the water is going to be able to trap or permeate under them or whatever. So basically, are these things, chatzitzas, right, you got these strands, but they're somehow thick and then hollow. And the water, it will get under them. Right? So is that okay? Simar says, Amar lei, a rig, Kamas? You have to ask me if it's a woven on? An arig? Right? You're asking me? Kol shu arig lo gazro. If it's an arig, then that goes there. Rashi. Kol shu arig lo gazro. Once it's a weave, it's not going to be able to be tied. And basically, therefore, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Okay? So once it's a weave, somehow the weave is what makes it that it's loose, and it's not going to be able to get that tight. Okay, so that basically answers the question. Ikadami, Mamaravuna Reda Rishua, Chazina Le'achvasi, I've seen my sisters, the little captain alaya, but they're not mocking about these things. Rashi, the little captain alaya, litla meirosh, and shen roch, just bechamin. They don't take it off of their head when they shower. Not when they're going in the mikvah, it sounds like when they shower, they don't take it off. Alma, what do you see? Ayel b'humaya, apparently, shapir, apparently, the water gets under them. Afilu l'anot shuchita, even when they want to take a nice hot shower, and you'd think they want to make sure their hair gets fully wet, still, they don't take it off. The kivin shekane, since that's the case, then you nami lo tzrich latir, and you don't have to remove it for tefila. Umotol esim shabbos. Tehi mishami tefila, because even if they have a mikvah lo sharula lo mishum chatitza lo mishum kpeida. So they're not going to remove it, neither because it'll be a chatitza, nor because they don't like it. He's seen his sisters that they basically go into the shower with these things on. They go in the taman, they come out the taman, they don't take them off. All right. Okay, so basically, same thing, right? The first girsa was saying, no, if it's a rig, there's no problem. And the second one is saying, if I've seen my sisters, that they wear these things. The one says, my ika bein haklash and haklash. What is the difference between these two different shalos? Same thing, right? Just one's telling you the din, another's telling you a story. The one says, ika bein ayu ditinifan. So they become dirty, right? So tanfu hanach tichli betitz, they get mud or whatever on these braid things. Right? L'hachlish na damar kosher a rig lo gazer. According to the site, it says, oh, only a rig. Once it's in a rig, it's not a problem. Hani nami arug. These two are woven. L'hachlish na damar shen kepeda. If it's because my sister's Aaron Makrid to take them off, Kivan the Mitnafamik, but Kapedo either definitely will take it off. Okay, they will. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Okay, now this is the Rashi. So he says, Hanami Arigo. Right? So if you say that the problem is because since they're rigged, the water gets under them. Vahadika Amar Lo Gazru, Klau, Lakamar Lo Gazru, Klau Lotis, Zanakozer by Narig. They're not goes away, Riggs. Well, I listen to Lokapti Mashma. It sounds Dikapti, not Lemurashayin, Chin Rokhtos. If they were Makbid, then also, what's the time Shabbos? You would be allowed with them. The Afghan Dulinian Haduke, Lokhaitzi, even though it's still Makbid, Chotetz, Muteret, Litvobam, and it's Mutter to go on the Mikkah with them. Right? Lokahani, Kim the Mitzvah, since they're dirty, Mikkah with Kapten. Sholi Aspirosh, Mishastvila. They don't want to have it on there when they go on the mikvah. Neshamayim m'machem esateh. Because the water softens up the mud. U'malachlech b'saran. All that's on the tefillah gets them dirty when they get them up from the tefillah. V'avagav d'chatito lo'ave. Even though it's not chatito, da'ilu b'mayim, because the water gets under it. Miyu kivin d'shakli la. Mishimtino, since they'll take it off because of dirt. Asi la'ach eishu'inhu. V'asalazuham, you'll take it off. And therefore, it's going to be otzah eishu. Well, listen to Kama, but according to the first case, the Lo Gazer will mean the Chayas of Tefillah. It only goes there by things which are Chotzeis by Tefillah. Right, so basically, just saying is that, did they Mamesh, according to the first Gersa, it's just saying is they equated. The whole Gezer of the Rabbanon of hair things is only by things which are Chotzeis. And therefore, if you have these hair, these thick hair strands, so, since the water get onto them, they're not a chatzitza, and therefore there's no problem on Shabbos. Right? And even if they're dirty, still the water will get under it, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, and therefore there's no problem on Shabbos. But the second year, so the sister's thing, it's saying is no, that rather, it's not a din of, then Shabbos is not equated with tefillah. Shabbos is just saying is there's no gezerah on Shabbos, it's something which a woman will always keep in, when she washes. But if she'll take it off when she washes, either because it's a chatzitza, or because it's going to get her hair all dirty, so then there it goes there. And I guess the question is, like, how lock and step is the din of Shabbos, or the gezerah by Shabbos, with the din of chatzitza? Is it just 100% equal? And therefore, since this isn't a chatzitza problem, it's not a Shabbos problem? Or do you say, no, by Shabbos, it goes there if it's a chatzitza or if she take it off because of dirt, same problem. Okay? Okay, so far, not all too interesting. The one thing you see is that if you have something which is a chatzitza, but it's loose enough that the water can get under it, then that's not called a chatzitza. Right? Which is reasonable. Right? Okay. Everyone with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. Rabosai Mefarshim. Okay, so here's where this is interesting. Now, the Rashi goes to the Rebbe. So, Rabosai Mefarshim, Hach Kepeda L'inyin Chatzitza. So, again, according to Rashi's pshat, the fact that they're machbid to take it off because of the dirt has nothing to do with Chatzitza. It's not a Chatzitza because they're machbid. It just has to do with Shabbos, with carrying. Because since they might take it off, so then you might be worried about carrying. But his rabbis explained that the din of kapeda of the dirt has to do with chatzitza. Is the kaima one row of a makbid of chotzeitz, right? If you row your makbid, since they're makbid on it, it's going to be a chatzitza, right? If they're dirty, since they're makbid on it, it's going to be a chatzitza. You're makbid to take it off, it's going to be a chatzitza. For kashali, we got about two. I have a lot of problems with it. Chada dechi etmar. When did we learn that? I hope we did the mehazak. That's by something which is tight. Right? That's by something which is tight. Vashmin on the Afghan do Ili Vemaya. That if it's tight, even though the water doesn't get into it, keep it a little cupid, allow, since it's not makbid, chashiv kigufay, it's considered like the gofu. Bottle gabi saru, it's bottle to the hair. Oh, so you see he's saying by the hair, right? Bottle to the hair. But if it's not tight, and the water gets under it, how can you talk about a chatzitza? Allow chatzitza? Right? It's not even a chatzitza. Right? V'yastas l'memra de'ahu chotez da'asam lo dak polishne. And if you'll say, "Ehu chotez da'asam lo dak polishne," maybe you'll say when it says chotez, they weren't being the dyke, they weren't being careful. They said it's a chatzitza. Mihu kol midi dekapet alayo asar. And maybe you'll say, if you're makbel on it, it's asar. Eich yamrinan hacha, then how can you say here, hanami areku mutter? Given the pshita lan, the hecha de nefi mikvad katzin, since you know that they're makbel about it, al karach and chayetz, the haravun re the rishu, Allah ha'am shemesinai, lo asa lakul gai. What's he saying in this last part? Okay, one second.
So the straps then, right? The straps.
He's been talking about the straps.
He's switching, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Let's see. I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying that it sounds like his rabbis are saying that if the case, so our Gemara here says, by the straps, if they're dirty, say if you say koshu areg lo gazru, then fine, there's no gazera by the areg, because they're an areg and the water's going to get under it. But if you say because they're kepeda, then they're makbid, right? Then they're makbid. So he's saying, who cares the makbid? If the water gets under it, who cares the makbid? Right? So, right, the bottom line is the water gets under it. So maybe he's saying, right, then if you want to tie in a, he asks the name right there, who chotzeits the hasam, lo dak the lishning. It doesn't really mean a chotzeits. I understand what it means. When it says that that rova makbid is a chotzeits, it doesn't necessarily mean chotzeits, because it's not chotzeits, the water gets under it. But we call me the kapit lay asar. No, if you're makbid on it, even if the water can get under it, it's still asar to be tovo. If that's what it means over there, that rov and makbid is chotzeits, means rov and makbid, you're not allowed to go in the mikvah if you have something which is rov, covers rov your body. But not, even if it will get under it, still you're not allowed to go in the mikvah. Then hainam yareku umutter. So then how could you say, the first slide, right? So what does chotetz mean? So if chotetz means that water doesn't get under it, and that's a problem, it blocks the water, then here, how could you possibly say this is chatzitza? It doesn't block the water. Unless you're going to tell me that no, chotetz doesn't mean blocks the water, but it simply means it's also to go on the mikvah. If you have something which covers the rov, even if it doesn't block the water. But then why is there one slide here to say since it's arig, it's okay? If you're telling me that it's dirty and the people are maggot about it, then what are the two sides here? It doesn't quite work out how there are even two sides. Right? If chotitz is only a problem, if chotitz is a problem irrespective of getting dirty, irrespective of it not getting wet. Right. The point is, what's interesting is that the Rashi Rabbeim are kind of holding that you can have a chatzitza if you're makbid on it, even if the water can get through. I mean, Rashi doesn't buy it, but I mean, it sounds like that's what they're learning. Right? They're saying is that, or at least that's the one that's not buy it. Yeah, you have a chatzitza if it's makbid, even though the water gets under. And I guess you'll have to say that's the chakira. you say this thing, which the water gets under, but your makbid is that still chatzitza or not? Right? So the question is, how do you understand that? How could you, well, how Rashi is rejecting it, but what's the sense of saying you have a chatzitza if you have got something, some dirt on your hair? Some dirt on your hair, which is on the braid, but the water is still going to get under it. Right?
Just because you mocked it. That makes it an etwa chatzitza.
Yeah, right, because you mocked it about
what's the sense of that? Yeah.
Yeah, right, but it's not a chatzitza. Right?
But. Well, isn't that like something like the reverse of the Tosfos Rid?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Tosfos Rid is saying when you ain't all makbid, so it's bottled to the goof.
If you want, if you are makbid?
If no, when you ain't all makbid, it's bottled to the goof.
Right.
So if you are makbid, it becomes an part of the goof. Now you're blocking the goof. Well, it's hard to say you're blocking the goof. Because it's getting wet, but
right.
It becomes, yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like it's not,
right.
It's not blocking the guff, then how could it be a problem?
How can it be a problem, right?
Maybe because it is blocking a little bit. Like, it's impossible, like, yeah, the water will kind of get under there, but it does impede the flow of the water. It's like the water gets there through the stuff.
Right, when you have an obstacle, you've done your relationship with the water.
Or could you say when you do tefillah, you have to do tefillah only on your goof? Now, when you're doing tefillah with something that you're makbid on, so you're doing something more than just tefillah for goof.
Yeah, but you could have something in your hand. Hold something loosely in your hand.
Well, according to this side, if you mocked it on it, it might not.
It's a good question. I mean, what are the parameters of this? Right? I mean, if you're saying is that if it's on your hair and it's dirty and you mocked it about it, then it's okay, then it's a problem, even though the water could get there. I'm not so sure that you could just so tacitly say, well, you could be chotovo something in your hand. I'm not so sure. maybe not. If it's makbid, right? I mean, isn't it? It's almost the same case, right? Unless this is bedafka on your hair as opposed to on your hand.
That seems like you would be even more machma on your hand, because that's what Rashi is, even more machma.
Right. Right, perhaps. Right, I'm just saying is we could...
No, so we have to do it both ways.
I don't know if we could reject it by out of hand by what you're suggesting, Ken. Just who knows? Maybe.
Out of hand? Is that a flood of hand?
Out of hand. Yeah, so... so you're saying... So wait, so Ellie, you're saying is there can't be... Ellie and Ken, you're saying there can't be an obstacle. But with the path of the water. But, I mean, who cares? I mean, if the water is getting to you, I mean, you're in the mikvah. The water is, It's got you washing yourself. Who cares if it has to go through obstacles in order to get to you?
What if there's a filter in the mikvah?
Yeah, the filter. Right. And who are you saying, Gersh?
I'm saying that you're not doing just tefillah for mikvah. You're taking something else with you. So you're doing tefillah on more than just yourself. And the halach is to do tefillah on yourself.
Right.
Therefore, it turns out it's like a chote. You're doing X, you're doing tefillah plus.
Right.
Why would that ruin the whole thing?
What?
But why would that ruin the whole thing?
Because our halacha is to do just tefillah for guf. I mean, why?
But then it should be just a psal or something. I mean, it shouldn't be a psal. It should just be like a mitzvah.
Yeah, so maybe just to elaborate on what Gersh is saying, that he's learning, we don't hold this way, but they're learning, the Rebbe Zerashi, what they're holding is that maybe tevilah has to take place to your guf alone. The maisa of tevilah means you immerse your naked body in the mikvah. There's nothing on you. It means the maisa tevilah, which is done, it's a maisa done to your guf. You're not doing a ma'isa tefillah to your guf and to your chotetz and to your dirty hair strap or whatever. See, if it's something which is ain't a makbid, you'll say, look, I'm doing the ma'isa. That is part of my guf or part of my hair. I've used that as kizufa. So I'm doing the tefillah to my guf alone. But you can't do the tefillah to your guf and to your, to your clothes, let's say. You don't have a mikvah with clothes on, let's say. You say, look, I'm going in the mikvah, I and my clothing are immersing. I in a clothed state, I'm immersing. Right? Me with my clothes on me. Immersing myself with clothes on top of me. That's not the state. Shleido chotich and so amayim means the chefza which is being immersed is the naked body, the body without anything on it. It's not because the water doesn't touch the your skin. See, that's the way we think of it, is that the water has to be related to your body. This isn't that. This is like a conceptualized, what's going in the mikvah? You're not going in clothes, you're going in naked. You're not going in with stuff on you, you're going in with nothing on you. Nothing on, nothing chotzeis. Not chotzeis in terms of the physical chotzeis, but it's like a conceptual chotzeis. Like conceptually, you're not putting your body in the water directly, but you have a covering. Now, technically, the water goes around the covering. Yeah, it's not about technically. It's about conceptually, is your pure body going in the water, or are you going in your body with coverings? The maisa tefillah has to be on your empty body, not on your covered body. Even if you can get around the covering. It's like a character of the maisa, as opposed to an idea of the water, the baba mayim, quality of being Bava Mayim relating to your flesh. Then it could go around it, around the hair thing, then who cares? Goes around it, big deal. It's not going to make any problems. It's like a whole different way of learning Chatzitza. But I guess that's what Tosfos Rashi rejects it. That's how that's Chatzitza. It's not a Lashon Chatzitza. Chatzitza sounds like it's separate. Chatzitza has a meaning in other areas in Torah. Seems like chotetz means chotetz. It's not. It's like a whole new idea of chotetz. What do you say?
You're giving a whole new idea of tefillah, not just chotetz.
Well, it's like the idea of what is the exeris hakasa of shalei dar chotzis ben salamai. What's the concept that you can't have a chaditza, you know? I mean, tefillah is immersing, but now in immersing, there's a exeris hakasa of chotzis. So the thing is, the immersing has to, will create the direct relations in your water and the body. What you're saying is, no, the tefillah has to be to an uncovered body. I mean, yeah, I guess it's a qualification in the tefillah. But it's the way the din of chatzitza qualifies tefillah.
Well, this way it's like restricting the gavra. He has to be completely naked. The other way is more looking at the maisa.
Yeah.
When you're washing, now there's something blocking.
Yeah, right. It's like a type of washing, a type of washing. The washing is direct washing. Nothing blocks the washing. Yeah, this is more like this, right? The state of the gavra in the tefillah. He's naked. He's not dressed. He's not covered. Right? It's not in the washing. It's not in the property of the water washing as much as in the state of the gavra when you're immersed, that you don't have any coverings. So you're right. You don't have to ask the water, did it touch you directly? It's a matter of what's your state, right? What's the state of the gavra in the washing? Right, so if the state of the gavra is covered, but it happens to be the water is sneaky and it could get under, well, that doesn't matter. Right? So now if it's not makbid, then fine, it's not makbid. Then it's basically part of the gavra. That's why you don't say that he's dry, he's wearing something that he's used as part of his body. He doesn't take it off. Like as we said, my sisters keep it in the hair all the time. They don't take it out. So that's part of that you don't say that's dressed. They're not wearing something that they always have that. But if it's dirty, well then you can't say that anymore because now they're makbid and they do take it out. So now you say, well, they have their dirty covering on. So then that's going to be chotzitz. Now the state of that really is something which they view as extraneous. They're going in with a dirty covering on them. Yeah. Okay, good? Okay, so the next thing I want to take up is, I guess hopefully on Wednesday, which is a question we were talking about a little earlier. Is makbid objective or subjective? Okay, so I think it comes up, it's the Mishnah and Mikvaos, Tas Gimel, 9-3. Okay, the Machlokas Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar about knotted body hair. Is body hair, which is knotted, a problem? Depends whether she's makbid or not makbid, or a man versus woman. It's going to get into that. So it comes up, and then it gets into these questions about whether or not you measure these things objectively or subjectively. So we'll take that up next time. Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good one, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Have a good night.